We often obtain information about a new sequence by comparison with a sequence that we already know. Thus, it's a good idea to have a catalog of fundamental sequences which provide a basis for comparison, and that's what we're going to do in this section. Fix the real number A. The sequence A to the J, where J is a natural number, is called a power sequence. If A is between minus 1 and 1, strictly between minus 1 and 1, then the sequence converges to 0, obviously. If A equals 1, then the sequence is a constant sequence, 1, so it converges to 1. If A is bigger than 1, then the sequence diverges to plus infinity. Finally, if A is less than or equal to minus 1, then the sequence diverges. That is to say, it doesn't converge to anything. Recall that in the very first lecture, we discussed the existence of nth roots of positive real numbers. If alpha is bigger than 0, m is an integer, and n is a natural number, then we may define alpha to the m over n to be alpha to the m all raised to the 1 over nth power. So in this way, we can talk about rational powers of a positive real number. If beta is real, then we may define alpha to the beta to be the sup of alpha to the q, where q is rational, and q is less than beta. Thus, we can define any real power of a positive real number. The exercises will ask you to verify several basic properties of these exponentials. Here's a lemma. If alpha is bigger than 1, a real number, and beta is bigger than 0, then alpha to the beta is bigger than 1. Proof. Let q be a positive rational number which is less than beta. Write q equal m over n, where m over n and n are integers. It is obvious that alpha to the m is bigger than 1, because alpha is bigger than 1, and hence alpha to the m to the 1 over nth power is bigger than 1. Since alpha to the beta is bigger than alpha to the m to the 1 over n, we're done. Example, fix a real number alpha and consider the sequence j to the alpha, where j are natural numbers. If alpha is bigger than 0, then it's easy to see that j to the alpha goes to plus infinity. To verify this assertion, fix an m bigger than 0 and take the number capital N to be the first integer after m to the 1 over alpha. If alpha equals 0, then j to the alpha is a constant sequence identically equal to 1. If alpha is less than 0, then j to the alpha is 1 over j to the minus alpha. The denominator of this expression tends to plus infinity, hence the sequence j to the alpha tends to 0. Another example. Look at the sequence j to the 1 over j. This is kind of subtle. Turns out it converges to 1. In fact, consider the expression alpha sub j equals j to the 1 over j minus 1. We have j equals alpha to the j plus 1 to the jth power. That's true. And that's bigger than or equal to j times j minus 1 over 2 times alpha j squared, this being just one term from the binomial expansion of alpha j plus 1 to the j. Therefore, doing a little algebra with this last expression, we have 0 less than alpha j less than or equal to the square root of 2 divided by j minus 1, as long as j is bigger than or equal to 2. It therefore follows by the squeezing principle that since the right-hand side tends to 0 and the left-hand side is 0, that alpha j tends to 0, or in other words, j to the 1 over j tends to 1. Another example, let alpha be a positive real number, then the sequence alpha to the 1 over j converges to 1. To see this, first note that the case alpha equals 1 is trivial, and the case alpha bigger than 1 implies the case alpha less than 1 by taking reciprocals, so we'll concentrate on alpha bigger than 1. But then we have 1 less than alpha to the 1 over j less than j to the 1 over j as soon as j is bigger than alpha. Since j to the 1 over j tends to 1, the squeezing principle tells us that alpha to the 1 over j tends to 1, and that's the end of that. The next example. This example actually occurs frequently in different forms. Let lambda be a real number bigger than 1, let alpha be real, then the sequence j to the alpha divided by lambda to the j converges to 0. So basically this is telling us that exponentials blow up faster than polynomials. The denominator is an exponential, the numerator is a polynomial. To see this, fix an integer k bigger than alpha and consider j bigger than 2k. Notice that k is fixed once and for all, but j will be allowed to get arbitrarily large at the right moment. Writing lambda equal 1 plus mu for mu bigger than 0, because lambda is bigger than 1, we can write lambda to the j is the quantity 1 plus mu to the j, which by grabbing a term for the binomial expansion is greater than the fraction j times j minus 1 times j minus 2 dot 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 times j minus k plus 1 divided by k times k minus 1 times k minus 2 dot 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 times 2 times 1 times 1 to the j minus k mu to the k. You've seen expressions like this from the binomial expansion many times before. Notice that since j is bigger than 2k, then each of the expressions j, j minus 1 to, through j minus k plus 1 in the numerator exceeds j over 2. So as a result, we have lambda to the j is bigger than j to the k divided by 2 to the k times k factorial times mu to the k. So thus, 0 is less than j to the alpha over lambda to the j, less than j to the alpha, times, just using the preceding line, 2 to the k times k factorial divided by j to the k mu to the k. And this equals j to the alpha minus k, just a little high school algebra here, times 2 to the k times k factorial divided by mu to the k. Since alpha minus k is less than 0, that is to say k is bigger than alpha, the right-hand side tends to 0 as j tends to infinity. Here's a very interesting sequence with a great historical precedent. In fact, the sequence 1 plus 1 over j, quantity to the jth power, is increasing and mounted above. You can use the binomial expansion to check this for yourself. The limit of the sequence is the number that we shall later call E in honor of Leonhard Euler, who first studied it in some detail. And we will treat this sequence in more detail later in the book. The sequence 1 minus 1 over j, all to the jth power, converges to 1 over E, where E is defined in the last example. More generally, the sequence quantity 1 plus x over j to the jth power converges to e to the x. And e to the x, of course, is defined just as we did above when we talked about exponentials. And that's it for today. See you next time.